This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Thursday, June 20th. Will both cattle and hog prices take a hit from an uncertain grain market on Wednesday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shellady.
Well, you know, when we talk about the grain market, they're also inputs for a lot of other markets. So let's kind of jump the fence and go over to lean hogs. Grains are some of the inputs there. And when you have your input prices go up, like we've seen happen over in the grain complex, well, that's kind of a black cloud on your protein complex, whatever that may be, lean hogs or feeder cattle or the like. So talking about lean hogs, if you've taken look at that chart, pretty ugly. It's pretty straight down, goes from the lower left to the upper right, and then we've kind of fallen off a cliff here, and it doesn't look very good. We've tried to kind of build a bottom there, but it's been harder, especially when you see the black cloud of higher input prices staring you right in the face because of what's happening with the cool and wet weather with the grain market. See how this is all intertwined?
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 9 1/4 at 521 1/2. July corn was down 8 3/4 at 440 1/2. Portland prices for a soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June was down 7 3/4, ranging from 607.5 to 612.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 10 3/4, ranging from 616.5 to 626.5. Live cattle for June was down 95 cents at 108.55. August feeder cattle was down 72.5 cents at 136.50. And June Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1631.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.